From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting suicide attacks across Iraq. Islamic State attacks across Iraq on Sunday left at least 29 people dead and more than 70 wounded. Iraqi officials said the most deadly attack, for which IS claimed responsibility, killed at least 14 people and wounded 27 at a state-run natural gas plant near Baghdad. An Islamic State attack north of Baghdad on Sunday left at least 11 people dead and more than 20 wounded. Suicide attackers stormed a gas plant and set off a car bomb. In Jordan on Sunday, the Obama administration's top envoy to the coalition fighting IS extremist Brett McKirk said the Sunni insurgency has been unable to gain significant ground since taking the city of Ramadi a year ago, which they lost in December to Iraqi security forces.
The caliphate, as they call it, this perverse caliphate, is shrinking. So they are very much on the defensive. They have not retaken any territory really since their operations in Ramadi going all the way back to May. So their territory is shrinking, and they are now doing these suicide attacks against civilian populations. It's not going to work, but that's what they're trying to do. But this is nothing new. It's not a new tactic. I mean, this is the nature of the organization.
Mr. McKirk told reporters in Amman that the U.S.-led coalition is conducting precision airstrikes in Mosul. Libya's new government and its security challenges are the focus for diplomats on Monday as they gather in Vienna to discuss the situation in the country, which has been grappling to overcome the chaos that followed the 2011 ouster and killing of leader Muammar Gaddafi. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni are co-hosting the session aimed at supporting the government of national accord that Western powers hope can unite Libya. This is VOA News. Senior European Union and Turkish officials are meeting to rescue the EU visa deal since the ousting of Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The deal has started to unravel with increasingly harsh rhetoric from both sides. Dorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul.
An international students' meeting Sunday was the latest venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to slam Brussels, declaring Turkey has received 3 million refugees while the European Union has just looked on. The relentless rhetoric comes as the European Union insists Turkey harmonises anti-terror laws in order to secure visa-free travel to European countries. But political columnist Kadri Gusel of Cumhuriyet newspaper and Al Monitor website says the EU deal is a victim of tensions between the president and his former prime minister Ahmet Davutoğlu.
And now, as Erdogan doesn't like any success scored by others than himself.
Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, one of the architects of the migrant deal and its main supporter, is expected to meet with her Turkish counterpart while attending next week's UN humanitarian summit in Istanbul. The South American country of Venezuela is in crisis a day after President Nicolas Maduro threatened to seize closed factories and arrest their owners. The country is struggling to deal with food shortages, hyperinflation, protests, and power shortages. On Friday, Mr. Maduro extended a state of emergency and accused the United States of trying to destabilize the country. Mark Jones is a Rice University Latin expert.
It's rare to find a middle-income country that had been at such a high in terms of wealth, functioning democratic institutions, to see one now that is now experiencing conditions that you only see during times of war.
Mr. Maduro's political opponents have become increasingly vocal, calling for the president to step down next year. The spokesman of South Africa's ruling party has accused the U.S. government of trying to undermine the democratically elected government, though representatives from both governments dismiss the claims and say their relationship is strong. African National Congress spokesman Zizi Kodwa's comments follow a story in the British Sunday Times that said the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency helped South Africa's apartheid government arrest Nelson Mandela in 1962. Reports quotes a now-dead CIA agent. Kodwa did not respond to numerous calls from VOA News seeking comment on Monday. And today's birthday celebrations include at Windsor Castle, Queen Elizabeth II, who's celebrating her 90th birthday. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.